in the process of developing the idea of faith and risk, I woke up one morning and the Lord gave me the bright idea to do some interviews. He said, go to businessmen, individuals, missionaries, street people. Ask them what their idea of risk is and what is an area in their lives which they considered to really be on the edge and risky. Out of those who responded, there were a few who felt being a leader was a risk which they didn't feel willing to take. Their need to be safe exceeded their ability to possibly take up a leadership role in a fellowship of believers, even though they were completely qualified. Can we conclude then, for some people, their fear of failure, maybe even their fear of success, coupled with a need to be safe, can actually exceed their ability to be obedient? Obedience is a thing of faith, and I believe that sacrifice is a thing of risk. Luke 19:26. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. This scripture has many meanings. Like most parables, it is multifaceted. But one way to read it is Jesus is speaking about those who risk with God and those who play it safe. Here's a different view of the same scripture from the Message Bible. Risk your life and get more than you ever dreamed of. Play it safe and end up holding the bag. I believe most people who would rather play it safe are so worried they might get it wrong, might be seen as foolish or stupid, or judged harshly by others, so much so that they never move up and out into God's destiny for them. Always playing it safe is such a fear-filled lifestyle. Most believers really do have something to say, but very few of them actually get around to saying it. It is safe to just be quiet and risky to voice what's on your heart. Many in leadership seem to rarely encourage others to exercise their faith and take a chance. It's almost as if they just want the congregation to attend, listen, do what they're told, leave their money, and go home. Sounds more like a business plan than expanding the kingdom of God. I don't know, maybe not. This is another insight. Here it is. The need to be safe not only tightly governs our ability to risk, but maybe even prevents our obedience to God. Risk, in and of itself, includes fear perception, as in what we might lose, what might not happen, or what may not be fair according to someone. But faith is the opposite of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In light of that, is risk even part of our spiritual vocabulary? I believe, yes, but not as the world presents it. When we trust in God, take Him at His word, and let faith have its way, risk changes and becomes obedient to the rule of faith rather than the rule of possible loss. Yet, faith is about the probabilities of increase and is anchored in hope and the kindness of God. It is intrinsic to trusting God. Martin Luther King said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And faith is not having answers. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Faith is the eternal optimist. Risk is the eternal pessimist. Faith is an enthusiast. Risk is the critic of enthusiasm. Faith is a grace maker. Risk is full of yeah, but. Faith thinks in probabilities. Risk thinks in improbabilities. Risk said there is a 20% chance of failure. Faith says there's an 80% chance of success. Being safe, though, is not acting in faith nor acting with risk. But isn't living without faith in Christ a risk in itself? Some would say, well, what if there is no God? And I say, well, what if there is and all things are as Jesus said they are? What if the Bible isn't true? Okay, well, what if it is? Isn't living without faith in the finished work of Christ the biggest risk of all? To play it safe and not believe or disbelieve is also a huge risk. Not choosing is choosing. Playing it safe is about incurring no loss and also incurring no gain. Playing it safe seems like a freedom from danger, but really is masquerading under a facade of calm. Playing it safe means not being rejected, but also means not being accepted. Playing it safe means never stepping beyond the possibilities of loss or gain, never falling in love and never falling out of love, maybe never being completely miserable, but also never being completely happy either. Playing it safe seems to me to be just nowhere with a big nothing in your pockets. Giving up fundamental things in life just to feel safe, to me, is actually being a slave to fear. As fear steals a little more and a little more from you, all with the promise that now you're safer than you were before. Until one day there's nothing left. And you are safe in a prison cell of your own making, with all scary things walled out, and you are walled in, alone in the dark. Benjamin Franklin said, "They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety."